All right. Howdy. You know, big. It's good to get back here on the field. The guys are working hard and paying attention in meetings. You know, they seem to be practicing with a purpose. We got to teach these young guys how to practice and kind of how to do things the way we do it. And so we just got to keep grinding at that and keep trying to get better every day. Questions?
You've encouraged to have John Sullivan and Phil Lode hold back after their season-ending injuries this year for the start of these OTAs?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to get those guys back. You know, they've been working hard. And, so, you know, I think the more competition you have, the better you are.
Do you often see maybe some of the younger guys pushing a little too hard when they're trying to make this team?
Well, they just, you know, they've never really practiced with the rules that we have. So it's just reminding them every day how to do it the right way. They'll get it eventually.
Mike, I saw you went to a Wild game this winter. I was wondering, how much have you been out in the public in Minnesota and what kind of reaction you get from people?
I don't go out too much, but, you know, I'll go out to dinner and stuff like that. But the reaction is always really good, really nice right now. I know how that can change.
Have you made, like, have you tried to engage the fan base in any way, or do you just let your work speak for itself?
Not really. I just try to be myself. And I mean, you know, people come up and take pictures and say hi, and that, you know, I always do it. I mean, but I don't go out of my way to be a celebrity.
Like with the guys that are returning, can you sense, I mean, they're attacking these OTAs almost like it's training camp. They have this renewed sense of, let's just continue what we started last year and go. Have you sensed that increased fuel to what they want?
Well, this team knows how to work. They you know, I think they like to practice. I think they like to compete. They like, you know, they like football. And it's really a credit to them. But, you know, really what anything that we did last year really doesn't matter. And I think they understand that. Most of them do. I had to remind them a little bit yesterday. You know, we came out and we were a little bit, just not like us. We're kind of cocky and, you know, talking smack to one another. And so I had to remind them who we were.
Do you think with, you know, bringing in Shermer and the Sperano, I know that you wanted to improve, I guess find a better comfort level with what you guys do in the shotgun with Adrian and Teddy. Do you think you guys were able to come up with some good solutions to that you can do better in that area with those two together?
Well, I think so, but, you know, we're working on it. Right. Adrian's been here 2 days, and so, you know, it's all a work in progress. We've only had 2 installs in, but we have added a lot of different things. You know, a lot of times during the springtime, you look at different things and then you find out what's good and what's bad and then you throw some stuff out. I mean, it just, you know, and then, or you add on to things that look good and, you know, you come up with some more ideas.
It's probably hard, too, to tell with pass blocking with McKinnon, but do you think that's an area that, I know that you've harped on that in the past, of him to improve that, a way to get on the field more? Have you really seen it out here?
With Adrian?
No, with Jarek.
Well, I haven't really seen it much in here.
That's something you probably can't tell until training camp.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, right now it's just kind of get in their way and, you know, yeah. and then the defenders pull off, so.
Mike, have you had to change your personality going from a longtime coordinator to head coach? Have you had to do anything differently as a guy in this role?
I don't think so. If you ask the guys from Cincinnati or the guys who were around me before, I think I don't know. I don't want to change. I want to be myself. I want to coach. I don't want to stand back here and yell at guys for doing things wrong. I want to coach. And so that's kind of, you know, I don't think I've changed my personality much.
When you talk about some of the young guys have to learn how to practice, when you see Laquan and whatnot, get in with the veterans, get in here and start to learn things. Is this one of the most fundamental things that they need to be at and they need to learn, like, the scholastic part of it before we get to training camps and mini camps?
Well, yeah, that's a lot of what we're doing is, you know, there's so much for young guys, the terminology and, you know, everything is new. They have to find out where the locker room is, find out where the meeting rooms are, what's the schedule of the day, you know, what time they have to be out here. in how to practice. So it's just, it's really a combination of all those things. But, you know, it's like anybody, you know, like if you take a new job at somewhere else, it's just all the different things you have to learn.
Does the speed differ now from what you do once the season, I guess, just out of sheer number of guys that you have out here?
Yeah, the speed?
Yeah.
We go pretty fast, so initially it's very fast, and then, you know, we just have to make sure we're pulling off of things.
Were Barr and Floyd able to do anything today?
No.
Are they injured, or?
Well, Floyd is, yeah, and Barr, I don't think he's injured, but.
Is Floyd dealing with something left over from last year, or is it just something new that's about to?
It's basically from last year.
Is that continues to be a concern with him for you, just being able to, I mean, obviously spring workouts, but this guy being able to participate?
If it gets in training camp like that, then it'll be an issue, but I don't think it's going to be like, I don't think it'll be that way.
Who was that you're discussing with, sir?
Floyd. Sharif Floyd.
Oh, okay.
73.
Okay. Mike, is it just, I mean, nice not to have the circus surrounding Adrian like it was right around this time last year, just be able to concentrate solely on football and not have to worry about any of the side
things? Well, yeah, it's good, but I mean, there's always going to be something.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a circus of one way or another, but it's nice just to concentrate on football.
Does it seem a little bit different than it was last year in terms of those kind of things? Are you able to concentrate a little bit more on that, on the football end of things than last year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year, you know, I couldn't, there wasn't a lot of things I could do, so I just concentrated on football then too. So, you know, I think when you got all the guys here, it's easy to focus on football and concentrate on it.
A couple last ones for Mike.
You mentioned it's nice to have Sullivan and Lode hold back. How have they looked these first two practices?
Good, and you know, I've watched them in the phase one, well, not phase one, but phase two, and they're doing good. But, you know, I don't want to be an instant evaluator, but I think Sully is really, he's come back in better shape. He looks completely healthy to me, and Phil has worked into doing everything, so I think he's doing good, too.
We had a chance to talk to Blair Walsh a minute ago, and just, you know, with the well-chronicled miss of last season, do you talk to him at all? Yeah, I heard about that. I saw it on TV the other day. Do you talk to him about it or anything along those lines, or do you just act like it never happened, or what exactly? How do you approach it?
I've talked to him, but, I mean, it's not like, it's more about what are you doing now? Where are you going? You know, how you did today? Hit all of them today. I'm sure you all marked it down how many hit in a row. But I mean, I made mistakes last year too. So we'll just go on about our business and try to get better.
Mike, isn't it a fine balance of, you said you don't want the guys to be cocky, they're a little cocky, but there's expectations and these guys are gelling and you want them to have swagger. I know it's your job to kind of keep that balance, but is that important right now?
Well, it's important that we understand who we are. You know, what kind of team we are. We're a blue-collar team that works hard, that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, that doesn't commit a lot of penalties, that doesn't beat ourselves. That's who we are, and like I told them, it's okay to be that way. It's more about, you know, let's not try and be someone else because everybody says we're this or we're going to be good or whatever. Each year is totally different, and it's important that I think part of my job to remind them. I know they're confident. I know they're having fun when they're out here. But it's my job to remind them how we have to play in order to win games and remind them, you know, where we came from and who we are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hang tight. We'll have Adrian step right up.